It's time for the KHNS local news. I'm Jen Shelton. Today in the news, Skagway's last assembly meeting addressed senior activity funding and liquor license confusion. Assembly members held not one, but two executive sessions. KHNS reporter Melinda Munson attended the meeting.
The public portion of the May 4th Skagway Borough Assembly meeting was brief, but two executive sessions kept assembly members working until 9:30 p.m. The executive sessions addressed the Ore Peninsula Redevelopment Project and the Alaska Power and Telephone Regulatory Commission of Alaska rate case. The case is Skagway's response to the power company's September announcement they would raise electric rates by 25% due to the rising costs of doing business. No action items came from either session. Audience members were privy to the Assembly's discussion about senior funds and an unusually long liquor license discussion. Resolution 24-06 passed unanimously, redistributing Royal Caribbean Cruise Line's $75,000 donation set aside for senior activities. The Recreation Center recently hired a seasonal senior coordinator. The Assembly directed that $15,000 of the donation be given to the Recreation Center for senior outings and equipment. The remaining $60,000 is earmarked for the outfitting of a senior facility. The new resolution replaces an older one and no longer specifies that the former USA Tomato Building be the location of the senior center. Assemblymember Deb Potter, the resolution sponsor, explained the reason for the changes.
Let's try this position out for 6 months and see how it's received. And my vision would be that going into budget season, after this first trial has been a great success, then we talk about budgeting for a year-round position. So the other thing to note about this, so the rec center is providing the staffing of the senior activity coordinator. The goal is still, once again, our goal should be to have this year-round position with the seniors having their own dedicated facility. So this resolution, though it removes the specific 21st and State Street property, it doesn't exclude it. It just kind of makes for a little more flexibility.
When asked if the resolution was being rushed through, Potter's answer was an emphatic no. She pointed out that it's been over a year since the donation was allocated to the seniors. Potter said some of the elders couldn't even participate in chair fitness class because the folding chairs aren't stable.
They have been wanting some kind of program. A lot of them have given up kind of fighting to get a program. So I think kind of going back to this is a first-time thing that we're trying. So I just want to make sure that we're giving the program the best chances of being successful. I guess is a good way to describe that. Like, let's start with, some appropriate chairs.
Next, the Assembly spent almost half an hour deciding whether to protest the liquor license renewal for Bites on Broadway. The issue was their new location. Bites on Broadway currently holds a business license for a 6th Street address. However, their liquor license application lists their former Broadway address, which they now lease to Sip and Sasquatch. Clerk Steve Burnham said Sip and Sasquatch has applied for a liquor license transfer at the Broadway location. Eventually, all members of the Assembly voted not to protest the Bites on Broadway liquor license. For KHNS, this is Melinda Munson.
That's it for the KHNS local news. We had reporting today from Melinda Munson, and I'm Jen Shelton. You can find this story and learn how to access the KHNS news as a podcast at khns.org/news. This is KHNS, Haynes, Skagway, and Klukwan, at 102.3 and translator K220 BK Skagway, Alaska, at 91.9.